New details on the Texas Airshow crash. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Federal investigators are in Dallas looking into what caused that crash yesterday that killed six people.
The mid-air collision of a World War II-era bomber and a fighter plane was witnessed by as many as 6,000 people at the Wings Over Dallas Airshow. Michael Graham is an NTSB board member. He says because they were vintage planes,
neither aircraft was equipped with a flight data recorder or a cockpit voice recorder, often known as the black box.
Graham says a preliminary report may be available in about 6 weeks. A full investigation can take up to a year and a half.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. Arizona is still counting ballots. The most important undecided race is for governor. Fox's Alicia Konya has an update from Phoenix.
Arizona law allows voters to drop off their early ballots on Election Day. So while the folks who vote in person on Election Day get their ballots counted immediately, those late earlies, as they're called, still need to be signature verified to ensure they are legal. This year, that number was a record. At least 264,000 are left to count in the state. In Maricopa County, it's more than 194,000. As of the latest tally in the governor's race, Republican Carrie Lake trails Democrat Katie Hobbs by more than 30,000 votes.
A group of about 100 gathered outside the Maricopa County Elections Office to protest. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi not giving any hints as to what she will do next if Republicans gain control of the chamber.
That I'm not making any comments until this election is finished and we have a little more time to go.
Pelosi on ABC's This Week. Projections indicate Republicans need 7 House seats to gain the majority. Democrats retain control of the Senate after Nevada incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto was declared the winner. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is reflecting on the projected continuance of Democratic control of the Senate.
Look, his vision is to, his goal is to deliver for the American people. He's going to do that. He's going to continue to do that along with the Senate Democrats. But it certainly will make it the task easier, right, to get some of his agenda done now that we know that we'll have the majority back in the Senate.
Jean-Pierre speaking on Air Force One as the president traveled to Indonesia. There's been a world record in Wyoming. Fox's Jessica Stone reports.
They are trying to make fuzzy history in Wyoming, linking beards to beat the record for the longest beard chain in the world. The Casper Star Tribune reports that men stood side by side for 30 seconds, connected only by their beards. The facial hair chain measured 150 feet, and that is more than double the Guinness World Record of 62 feet 6 inches. The record-breaking attempt came on the sidelines of the National Beard and Mustache Championships, which took place over the weekend in Casper, Wyoming. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
A yearly tradition kicks off the start of the holiday season in New York.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, not exactly. The decorations aren't out, but the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrived this weekend. A crane hoisted the 82-foot, 14-ton Norway spruce into place. Workers will attach 50,000 lights and a Christmas star with 3 million crystals. The tree will be lit up on November 30th.
Sure, it's Christmas.
Andrew Stern, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.